It's Tuesday, January 7th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. NamWater's weekly dam bulletin highlights positive inflows, including Swakopmund at 24.4% and Von Bach at 23.5%. The Hardap Dam, now at 14.8%, received the highest flow, enhancing water availability nationwide, says spokesperson Lord Tamanomata.
There's been a significant improvement in dam levels across the country, of course, following much-needed rainfall over the past couple of days. Collectively, we have been able to see a rainfall of 49,605,000 cubic meters of water, making a significant step towards improved water availability. So again, we continue still to urge people that they must use the water adequately, and that it doesn't mean now that the dam's levels are improving that it's an opportune time for us to be able not to be cautious. Our clarion call continues to ensure that please, we must use water sparingly, and we must ensure that we conserve our efforts to use water in a sustainable manner so that we ensure that we can keep these water levels that we currently have.
The festive season saw 472 crashes, resulting in 80 fatalities and 918 injuries. Law enforcement attributes the tragedies to multiple factors, despite law enforcement issuing over 12,000 summonses and suspending unsafe vehicles. Commissioner Pietre Swartz is the head of the traffic division at NAMPOL.
The contributing factors in stopping the lift, it is the behavior of the drivers. Number 2, 3, and 4 is driving under the influence, speeding, inconsiderate driving, and reckless driving. Those are the most critical ones that we have noted. Comparative to the same period last year, I can say that we are a bit worried on the compliance rate of road users to the rules of the road. We are a bit worried because if you look at the number of tickets that we have issued, the number of arrests that we have made for drunken driving, we are worried. It's not that we are happy that we have issued a lot of tickets and arrested a lot of people for drunken driving. We are really worried.
City of Johannesburg Council Speaker Nobu Hlem Tembu has affirmed the office's commitment to the rule of law. This was after the High Court in Johannesburg declared the council's VIP protection policy unlawful. The court found the policy was put in place without a required threat assessment from the police. Mtembu says the office is reviewing the judgment and will act based on legal advice.
According to the law and the minister's determination, the executive mayor, deputy executive mayor, speaker and whip of a municipal council may only be provided with 2 bodyguards per shift under a 2-shift system.
Continentally, Zimbabwe's electricity transmission and distribution company has invited bids to install energy storage systems to combat the nation's chronic power shortages. The project will establish battery storage at 4 locations, each delivering 600 megawatts for 3 hours during peak demand. Severe drought conditions have reduced hydropower output, forcing miners to rely on imported electricity from Mozambique. Internationally, Donald Trump has been officially certified as the next U.S. president. A congressional process was held yesterday, 4 hours after the infamous Capitol riots of 2021, when Trump's supporters tried to stop Joseph Biden from being declared the next president. From Washington, our reporter is Caroline Malone.
Vice President Kamala Harris oversaw the process of certifying the results of the election from each U.S. state, an election she lost as the Democratic contender. Monday's process was smooth and complete contrast to what happened in 2021, when Donald Trump called on supporters to fight like hell, and for his second-in-command, Mike Pence, not to send results back to the states. Some people stormed the Capitol, breaking into interior rooms, disrupting the process, and leading to the death of 5 people, including a police officer. More than 1,500 people were charged with federal crimes. Well, Trump has promised to pardon those supporters who were charged with offences. Caroline Malone, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.